This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. It's the series finale and a rubber match between the Twins and Cubs at Wrigley Field. Rocco Baldelli and Chris Atterbury chatted before first pitch. It's brought to you by UCare.
All right, welcome back. Wrigley Field, final day. We finally get a day game here at Wrigley Field. And Rocco, you've been here as a player. You've been here as a manager, as a coach. How different is it day-night? They've got kind of a unique lighting setup here, historically known for their day games. Conditions different during the day?
I think they are normally a little different during the day. Over here, Windy City, the wind's moving around all the time. Last couple of nights, very oddly, middle of the summer, nice weather, all of a sudden the wind starts blowing dead in and changes the complexion of the whole game. I actually have not been on the field yet this morning to see what the conditions look like, but it's a beautiful day outside. I mean, the atmosphere for a day game around Wrigley Field and in Wrigley Field, probably unlike any other place in the game.
You didn't have a ton of guys with experience playing here coming in. Couple games under their belt, in particular talking about outfielders because of the wind. Do you think day three is an easier day to play than games one and two?
Well, it's going to depend where the sun is, and it's going to depend what the wind's doing, if it's doing the same thing it was doing last night or if it's a little bit different. I actually don't know. I think that's the interesting thing about playing here. Every single day you show up to the ballpark, it's going to be noticeably different. When you go to Target Field and you go out there to play outfield, normally the conditions are not going to change that much day to day. Sometimes the sun is in a funny spot. Buck deals with that sometimes. In center field, sometimes the left fielders deal with it more than anyone else. But besides that, you can handle it. Over here, you got to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, you bring up the sun. Just when you figure the wind out, then suddenly the sun becomes a factor here at Wrigley Field. Let's talk about the pitching matchup. Joe Ryan against this lineup. He's had a chance to watch them a couple of days. Joe has been fine. He gets frustrated sometimes. Is that something that's continued part of his growth, not just his pitches, but also sometimes the mound demeanor, the interaction with umpires?
Yeah, and those are things that I think over time he's going to figure out ways to use to his advantage. And not something that works against him. He's pitched exceptionally well this year. One thing Joe deals with more so than almost any other pitcher, he throws so many strikes. He throws so many pitches in and around the zone that I think umpires sometimes also get a little bit used to him just being in the zone. And then he throws a pitch that's still in the zone, but it's on the edge of the zone, and they call it a ball because it doesn't look like all the other pitches that he just threw. So I think, he's had some games where it's been a little bit of rough action with the consistency of the strike zone, but he's going to have to handle that, especially as we get towards the end of the season. There's going to be some big spots. If you're fortunate enough to play in the playoffs, you have to be able to handle anything that comes your way, including calls that you don't like.
Well, I really want to go back to what you said there, because I think it's worth extrapolating the idea of using the communication with the umpires to your advantage. We've seen guys do that. I remember Josh Beckett could get away with things that nobody else could get away with umpires. He had a certain way. Jake Peavy could do that as well. Joe certainly has all the personality and a lot of brain power. Is that something that you can really grow into an advantage? And have you seen that with other guys?
Yeah, sometimes in the moment it's hard, but the more you can stay calm, the more that you can speak with and communicate with in any way, shape, or form with the umpires, where you're working with the umpire as opposed to against the umpire, then you end up getting, it's a better situation for you.
What do you know about Javier Assad?
Well, I know that he's been really a good young pitcher for them. He's been really good against left-handed hitters, actually. I know we got a lineup with our, some righties sitting today. But he's kind of, bread and butter-wise, mixed all of his pitches very well against the lefties. He's got good stuff. I mean, they have good arms. I mean, this team has a lot of quality pitches, individual pitches that they can throw at you. This guy can mix it up a little bit. He actually throws more pitches to lefties than righties. We're going to have to go out there and work him a little bit. We're going to have good at-bats. We're going to have to make him throw strikes. No free swinging. We're going to have to actually make him throw a lot of pitches in the zone.
And you mentioned this is a team that's lived on its pitching, and you've managed against Craig Counsell enough to know how he likes to do things. But you go from kind of the tactician, the veteran, then the guy with the high fastball that gives you a funky look from the left side. Now it's a sinker guy. So three very different types of pitchers even for your hitters to prepare for.
Yeah, it's and that's okay. Our guys, are, I don't think, are phased by anything like that. I actually think it's good. It keeps us on our toes and nothing that we can't handle right now.
Byron available for you today?
I believe Byron's going to be available. That usually comes down to very beginning of the game, or even sometimes the first few innings of the game. I'll chat with Nick Paparesta, our trainer, and he'll fill me in on just exactly where all these guys are. You know, asking those questions at 9 or 10 in the morning isn't that helpful, because we actually don't know the answers at that point.
All right, get out on the field, get some sunshine. That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to the studio.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, Buxton has not played since the finale against the White Sox Sunday. He exited the game in the sixth after crashing into the wall, catching a fly ball from Luis Robert Jr. So updates to come on Buck. That was manager Rocco Baldelli. It is brought to you by YouCare, people-powered health plans. Well, up next, we catch up with the fourth-round draft pick from last year in Fort Myers, here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.